Hello everyone. I'm excited to be here with you today to talk about something that has the power to transform not just your business, but your life as well, the power of resetting. I'm also going to put a link in the chat to a free resource that covers what I'm sharing here more comprehensively than I could during our time together. But just as we start, have you ever heard of this Chinese word, or that this Chinese word crisis is made up of two characters and one means danger and the other means opportunity? I'm not sure how accurate that is, but I just love the concept of it because it so resonates with real life, where in any crisis we go through, it holds a seed for opportunity. And today I'm hoping that you will see the opportunity that comes through resetting our lives and resetting our businesses. So I'd love for you to drop a fire emoji in the chat if anything I say at any point resonates with you. That would be really encouraging. So to just start us off, I want to say this, that resetting is a powerful concept, and it begins with self-awareness. Now, when we talk about self-awareness has different aspects that we'll be looking at today, but I find that when you're self-aware, you do a lot less reacting and a lot more leading with intention. And so, as we look at this framework of reflect, redefine, and recalibrate, begin to notice areas, things that come up, and just jot them down, and later on just revisit them. So, when we talk about reflect, think of your life and your business as a Wi-Fi router. So, what happens when the connection is weak? What do you tend to do? You tend to go and hit the reset button, right? And why are you doing this? You're not doing this because the Wi-Fi is broken, the router is broken. No, you're doing this because the signal is weak and you need to refresh the signal. And so that's what we want to always do in our lives and in our businesses. We want to stop and hit that reset so we refresh the signal that may have gotten weak over the years. And so I want us to be thinking that way. I'm going to give you a really brief exercise to do right now. And what I'd like you to do is I'm putting up these as just prompts. These are only prompts, okay? Think of anything else. But when you reflect on the area that you might need to reset, whether that's professional or personal, in your business, in your life, what does it look like? Could it be in the area of well-being? Could it be in the area of having clarity? Clarity for a personal vision or clarity for your business? Could it be purposeful work, fulfilling work, work that has impact? Could it be in the area of community? Whether that is personal, professional community, could that be in the area of relationships? Could that be in the area of your health or even the health of your business? Could that be in the area of joy or even finances? And so don't overthink it. Whatever stood out for you, just note that down and revisit it. If you'd like to share it with the rest of us in the chat, you're free to go ahead and do that. And so reflecting is a really important aspect of self-awareness. And when we begin to make it a practice, what happens is we begin to actually notice areas where the signal is weak, areas where maybe the connection might be broken, that just needs to be reset. And so find opportunities to reflect. Part of the way I do it is I block out time to be able to sit down and review my week, review the month, and see what's working in business, what's not, what did I think would take off and didn't, what decision did I make that wasn't really a very good decision for the moment, And as you keep doing this, you get better at it. And so you're able to quickly notice when the route is off. So I encourage you to do that. The second area is that of redefine. Now, let me share a quick story around this. So I recently posted on LinkedIn about this moment when I, having taken time to reflect, realized that I needed to redefine my life and I made a decision to do it. What we found really interesting about that was that that post got so much traction, and I believe it's because of the authenticity of putting that out there. But more than that, I think people resonated with that need to redefine ourselves and our businesses. So if you think about it, we start off on something years back and we keep doing it because we've always done it. And I find this is so true, particularly around our businesses, doing businesses like business has always been done. And the truth is, in this time and age, you cannot afford to do that. You cannot afford to run your business in this digital era, in this gig economy we're in the way we ran businesses, I dare say, post-COVID. Why? Because the landscape has so changed of entrepreneurship, and we need to catch up. So we need to redefine our systems, redefine our processes, redefine even how we recruit team. Today, you don't have to have a full-time employee for some areas. You can get somebody who will help you, who's working remotely from another part of the world, right? And they probably will work a couple of hours a day for you. So let's redefine what business looks like today. Similarly, let's redefine what our lives look like today. I mean, currently, I'm in another part of the world doing this. I'm not where I normally would be. But why? Because that's what I can now do. I can work remotely from anywhere in the world. And that serves me and serves my lifestyle. And so I have redefined how I do my business, as well as redefining how I do my life. So I probably will block out hours, maybe in the morning, and do my deep work then. At lunchtime, I might decide I want to go off and take a walk, and maybe then have meetings in the afternoon. But I have been able to redefine how I do life and work. And I believe in more of a work-life integration rather than balance. I don't believe you can actually achieve balance, but you can have harmony, you can have integration. So take time to redefine that on your parameters, on your own terms, on what works for you and what will serve you in this season. And I think one of the things that I think is important to say at this point is today you are not who you were a few years back, even last year. If you've been working on yourself, going through personal development, you've grown. So you are a better version of yourself. Your business is a better version of what it was last year. And so if you take the time to stop and redefine your business, stop and redefine yourself on the basis of where you are today, you will then find that you're able to show up with a stronger posture, show up with a stronger voice, even as a business. And so I just want to encourage you, begin to take time to redefine yourself with where you're at in this season, because you are in a different season than you've been in times before. The third aspect is the recalibrate. Imagine using a GPS with an outdated map. Even if you're moving, you're definitely headed in the wrong direction. So recalibration is not about starting over. It's about realigning with where you actually want to go. And so you want to always keep your maps updated, which is what we were doing with the redefine. And then we want to align our business with where it is we're going to, where we see ourselves wanting to go. And you see, what that takes is sitting down and thinking, okay, we're in a gig economy, we're in a digital age. What should be my priorities in business? when I look at what I'm doing, when I look at my processes, when I look at my systems, when I look at my structures, do they align with where I want to go or not? And if they don't, I then begin to recalibrate those. I begin to realign them with the direction I want to take. Similarly, we do the same with our lives. Where's my life headed? What season of life am I in? Am I an empty nester now? Have I just gotten married? Have I just had a family? How is this going to work with my business? What is the best way to reorganize things so that my business is serving me and my life is vibrant? You can do that now. It's actually possible. But it needs that we stop and make the necessary adjustments along the way. You don't want to one day wake up and discover that things passed by because you never took the time to realign with where you wanted to go. So let's reflect so that we can redefine and ultimately recalibrate. And that's how we are going to reset our lives, reset our businesses. Now, I'd love to hear from you. What's one area of your life or business you're ready to reset? Could you drop it into the chat? Let's inspire each other. Go ahead and do that for a brief moment. Super. Now, this is the thing. I started off by talking about there being an opportunity in every upset. I want you to think about any area you feel you're experiencing an upset. And take this lens of reflecting, of redefining and recalibrating so that you recognize the setup for an opportunity. Because I tell you, there is the fact that you're even here, this is a setup for your growth, for clarity, for breakthrough. The power to reset isn't necessarily about erasing the past or looking and feeling that, oh, I've wasted so much time. No. It's an opportunity for you to very intentionally choose what comes next. This is an opportunity for you to intentionally design where you want to go and how you want to get there. And so if you have found this valuable, I would encourage you to click on the link in the chat and get the free resource. In that free resource, I share a little bit about my life and that moment when I made the decision to hit the reset button. And I take you through the frameworks. This is only but one of four frameworks that helped me move to from there to where I am now in terms of looking at a crisis and exploring the opportunity with intention. And you'll find that as you do that, you become more of a victor rather than a victim. You take control. Of your what your life is going to look like and what your business is going to look like so that you can actually thrive and have a really vibrant life. And if anything I've said today sparked something meaningful for you, I'd just love to hear your feedback or testimonial. If you would go to my website, on there you can click on the email that's given and just drop me an email sharing what it was that impacted you. And as a final reminder, remember, resetting isn't a sign of failure. It's actually a sign of leadership because you're taking by the bull by the horns and saying, I'm taking control. And your future self will thank you. So thank you for your time, your energy, and for the courage it's taken to even reflect over that short while on the things you have reflected on. And I just encourage you to continue to do that and build a life and a business that you really love and that will serve you as you move forward. So wishing you the very, very best.